So imagine we have a 4K resolution GPS right on our dashboard.
Yeah.
Like it shows every turn, every traffic jam, just crystal clear.
Yeah.
But instead of actually driving, we just sit there.
Right, totally frozen.
Exactly. Like our foot is just hovering over the brake because we're terrified that GPS might be wrong about some pothole, 3 miles down the road.
Yeah, so we're perfectly oriented, but well, completely stationary.
Right. And that is exactly the mission of today's deep dive. We are unpacking this really fascinating career decision intelligence report. And on paper, it's about a 36-year-old senior product manager.
With 13 years of experience, right?
Yeah, exactly, 13 years. But honestly, we are using this report as a mirror today. We're exploring why highly competent professionals, really, why we so often play it safe, even when we can see the board perfectly clearly.
Yeah, and the data in this report points to this core pattern. It's called the overthinking strategist.
Okay, I already feel a little called out.
Right. It is so incredibly common. So in this profile, we see a massive career reality fit. It scores at 72%.
Wait, what does that metric actually measure?
So that measures how accurately we read the room, like how well we understand the industry landscape.
Oh, got it. So we see things flawlessly.
Exactly. But, and here's the catch, it's paired with a really low decision architecture score, just 35%.
Wow, that is a massive drop.
Yeah, and that 35% measures the actual systems we use to, pull the trigger and execute a choice.
So we basically have all the insight in the world, but we completely freeze when it is time to act.
Yes, exactly. And this highlights what we call the awareness trap.
The awareness trap. Okay, what is that?
Well, it's that huge gap between understanding a landscape and actually making a move. Mechanically, what's happening is we disguise our paralysis as prudence.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we tell ourselves that gathering more information is productive, but psychologically, we're really just avoiding the risk of being wrong.
That hits a little too close to home.
Right. And this quietly builds up what is known as decision debt. Every single postponed choice accrues interest, basically.
And the mental backlog just keeps growing. But wait, I have to push back on that just a little bit.
Sure, go ahead.
Isn't it better for us to be cautious rather than like reckless? I mean, jumping the gun on a major career move usually ends pretty badly for us.
I mean, yeah, that is a fair point. But the cost of overthinking isn't usually some sudden dramatic failure.
Right.
It is a slow erosion. It's cumulative.
Right.
While we wait for perfect clarity, someone with maybe half of our strategic awareness has already positioned themselves in that exact role we were quietly analyzing.
Oh man, so it's the tragedy of a good decision made too late.
Exactly that.
Okay, so overthinking keeps us perfectly still on the strategic front. But what happens when we actually do execute the work, but like nobody notices?
Yeah, that is the other big piece here.
Right, because that brings us to another metric from the report, which is the visibility gap. The power and influence literacy score is sitting way down at 38%.
Yeah, and that 38% is very revealing. Power and influence literacy measures how effectively we navigate social and political dynamics.
So a score that low means what? So we understand influence, but just ignore it.
Basically, yes, we actively refuse to engage with it. And this creates something called credit passivity.
Credit passivity.
Yeah, highly competent people suffer from this all the time because we falsely equate visibility with arrogance.
Ah, so we assume the work just speaks for itself.
Exactly. But mechanically, leadership only sees the narrative built around the work, not the actual, underlying spreadsheets.
That makes so much sense. We feel like we are being humble, but really, it is a complete abdication of our professional positioning.
Right, we're doing great work, but we're doing it in the dark.
So, how do we actually fix this? The report outlines these two 30-day reversible experiments, right?
Yes, really practical stuff. The first one is forcing ourselves to make decisions within 48 hours for low-stakes choices.
Okay, so just pulling the trigger faster.
Exactly. The mechanism there is to artificially remove that safety net of endless research. It forces us to see that our baseline judgment is usually enough.
Without needing a full month of analysis.
Exactly.
I love that. And the second experiment targets that visibility gap we just talked about. It's sending a weekly 3-bullet point, what I shipped email to leadership.
Yes, which is so crucial.
Just facts, right?
Right.
No bragging, no self-promotion, just building that visibility.
Right, which is absolutely essential because perceived value, not just actual value, is what really drives our career velocity.
Yeah. That is a hard truth to swallow.
It really is, because if we have incredible strategic clarity and a strong ethical backbone, but zero execution layer.
Like no visible output.
Exactly. No visible output or decisive action. Then that perception is just a private advantage. We have to convert our observation into actual movement.
We can't let our competence become this comfortable trap.
Well said.
All right. I want to leave us with a final thought to mull over today. What is that one career decision we have been just thinking about for more than 3 months, and what is that delay secretly costing us?
That is the million-dollar question.
Truly. And remember, to get deeper insights about ourselves, we need to take the deep plan at our earliest convenience.